Asian migrant Guadalupe Santilma shows us the shack where she and her family have been living for 2 weeks since arriving in this Colombian beach town.
There is no running water. Look, this is what we have for 12 people.
All cramped here, spending $8 a day.
We have kids who need to eat. Prices of food have doubled since we arrived, and we had no plans to stay here for weeks.
She is one of nearly 22,000 Haitians, mostly arriving from Brazil and Chile, who are holed up waiting to catch a boat toward the dangerous jungle of the Darien Gap to continue their journey north. But Panama is allowing only 500 migrants to enter each day. A human bottleneck that has brought the town's infrastructure to a breaking point, but has also revitalized an economy devastated by COVID-19, mostly to detriment of the migrants. Haitians are paying premium prices for food and other basic items, often being forced to pay in dollars. A cottage industry has grown to respond to their needs.
Stalls like this one have appeared all over town, selling everything the migrants need to cross the jungle, from sleeping mats to boots, raincoats, headlights, portable kitchens, and even special balms that people here say protect you from poisonous snakes.
Over 100 families have been expelled from their apartments by landlords hoping to make quick cash. Like mechanic Victor Lopez, who has lost his house and workshop and is now working on the street and living with his daughter.
They kicked me out to make space for the Haitians from one day to another and gave me no time to find an alternative.
Ismael Guevara is hosting up to 30 migrants per day in his home, which he is now expanding. He rejects accusations that he's taking advantage of people's despair, saying he's providing a service.
It's a mix of opportunities and needs. They need a safe place to stay with their women and children, a roof, a kitchen where they can cook. And we opened the doors of our homes. Yes, we earn money, but not everyone opens its doors to migrants.
Fearing she'll end up having to pitch a tent on the beach, Guadalupe spends every day hoping to change her boat ticket scheduled for October 18th to an earlier date. But she says it's all worth it to offer her family a better future.
All I want is to reach a place where I can live safely and freely, where my children can study and make a life for themselves.
Colombian officials believe that President Biden's efforts to deport Haitians from the U.S. will halt the flow of migrants through Necoclí, but for now, their numbers keep growing. Alessandro Ampietti, Al Jazeera, Necoclí.